The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Welcome to
There's Taylor with Piscopo on the radio, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. I know politically you may not agree with some of the music artists that we have on the program that we use for what they call bumpers, but that's okay. Taylor, what a sweetheart, at least when I met her, great talent. I was at the New Year's Eve party and this event that I did on New Year's Eve, and there was some young kids there, and they said, oh, you met Taylor Swift? And I, of course, went to my iPhone, took out a picture of me and Taylor. I was like the hero to these kids for meeting Taylor Swift. She was very, very nice. Politics aside, okay? I'm just saying. Hey, Bill Bratton will join us, former commissioner of the NYPD. He's coming up in this hour. We appreciate the commissioner joining us. He is executive chairman of Teneo Risk, and he's a cop's cop. You know, very, very staunch law enforcement guy. And we support unapologetically the NYPD and law enforcement everywhere, especially with the cops at risk all around the country. How many Frankie Five Boroughs? There's got to be almost 50 police officers killed already in the line of duty this year alone. If not 50, close to it, yes?
I will check on that. I didn't
just
know that.
Inexcusable. So we're talking to Bill Bratton, and we want to thank the NYPD. By the way, we know a lot of the NYPD listens. We love you. We appreciate it very much. Particularly when I took my little daughter, and I told you this and went through this when we were on last week, and I took Charlie to the Christmas night mass at St. Pat's. There were so many people. And you worry when you get your kid and a lot of people like that. You know, when you're in a big kind of throng of people. It was a swarm of people, right? And the police, the NYPD, kept it as calm, hospitable, civil as you possibly can. And that's why under Commissioner O'Neill, the safest city in the United States, the safest big city in the United States of America. Well, there's a lot going on in Washington. I'm tired of the noise, and I hear you. I know you are, too. Where do we go? How do we address it? How do you stop the rancor down there in Washington, D.C.? You need a wall. You need security. You need border control. The Democrats say it. But now when the president says it, when this president says it, let me kind of clarify that. When President Trump says anything, they go, boom, right up against him. Watching Governor Cuomo's speech, after his getting into office again for a third time, he went after President Trump. It was more anti-Trump. Governor Murphy in New Jersey, it's all anti-Trump. And I haven't heard an original idea from the Democrats, from Nancy Pelosi, from Chuck Schumer. Hey, by the way, I try to stay as objective as I can on this radio show. I really do. And Joe, you're too soft on the left. Oh, stop it. Oh, you're too pro-Trump. Oh, stop it. I'm just trying to make sense of it all. I want to be a common sense radio show. And show me something. If you're against something, show me something. When they're going up against the president, the wall is needed. A cop gets killed by an illegal alien. And people are getting killed by illegals. And now all of a sudden, you don't even show up. You don't show up at the funeral. The cop is killed in your state. You don't even acknowledge that. You just go up against the president on everything. And it's back and forth like children. So where do we go with that? 877-970-2999. We'll see exactly what happens. And then when we, it makes me laugh when I tell you all that's going on. And we see what's going on in New Jersey, for example. And then I read this, and this broke yesterday, and I've been talking about it all morning, that more people are moving out of the Garden State in Jersey than any other state in the United States. This comes from United Van Lines, It released its annual moving study yesterday. According to its stats, almost 67% of moves in or out of Jersey were outbound. What a surprise. We knew this. We knew this. People are leaving in droves. And then, when you call, you tell me you can't stay here anymore. And you want to know what? We can't afford it. We love Jersey. We love the character of it. You know, you love your family is here. Your family is here. We go down the shore. You know, we love going to watch the Devils play. It's like there's a whole personality. And trust me, it took years to get there, you know, in Jersey. They always called us the parking lot of New York, the parking lot of Philadelphia, you know. And then we could have fun. Lord knows I wrote the joke all those years ago. I remember I did the most annoying character ever in the history of Saturday Night Live, the Jersey guy. Hey, I'm from Jersey. You from Jersey? What exit? I say that. Boom. What exit now? That, of course, explodes. And we went on the turnpike and we shot the Jersey guy on the turnpike. I told you that. Oh, Lord. But we can have fun with it. But we want just a little respect from the politicians, not to just use us for your own personal gain, your own power. That's all they're doing. We got nothing to show, man. We got nothing. You got to put a Prop 13 into New Jersey. And there's got to do something in the Assembly and in the Senate down there, because you cannot leave the ability to raise taxes in the hands of politicians, because they always do. They don't know how to create fair revenue. The only revenue they know how to raise is by tolls and taxes. That's all they know in New York and New Jersey. And you know what? You're taking our states away, man, because we can't afford it anymore. And by the way, and we'll get on to the other issues of the day, but just because we are live and local, I know you listen around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. We so appreciate that. But, you know, Jersey, New York, it's our home. And when we see what's going on in these states, when we can't afford it, you turn to a national stage, and then you see what's happening, what the president is talking about. Let's let anyone in. Let's pay for anyone. In New Jersey, they took a couple million bucks for the legal defense of the illegals. I could use that money, Mr. Governor. I could use that money. They slam us on taxes, and they fine you. They tell you, oh, you owe more taxes. They will keep coming at you because they don't know how to create businesses. And it's like a never-ending situation. You keep taxing the folks of Jersey and New York, and companies will leave by the droves. People will leave by the droves. And then what do you got? You're going to be who is the state? I don't even know. They're taking the sovereignty of New Jersey away, you know. The interesting thing, Frankie Five Boroughs, about New York, and then we'll get into the national politics of it all and what's going down there in D.C. It's a big day down there in D.C. today. But what's happening in New York, when you see Amazon come in a big way, and who just came in? Google just came in a big way, correct, Frankie?
That's right. Well, they expanded. Google's been here, and they didn't need
Tribeca, right?
Right. They didn't need millions of dollars in taxpayer corporate welfare to come here.
Did they get a helicopter landing pad?
No, they didn't. Okay. They somehow said, well, you know what? We'll actually pay for our expansion ourselves. Go figure.
But it's amazing that the companies do stay in the city. You know,
well, fewer and fewer. More and more of them are relocating. That's the problem with this, with what Cuomo's done here, is he's made it impossible to operate a business here and stay in business unless you're getting corporate welfare. So
taxes are
crippling middle income folks, small businesses, mid level businesses, and that money, that taxpayer money, is being given to too big to fail corporations. So that's the problem. We have taxpayer money going from the middle class and the lower middle class to the super wealthy. And it's a real, real problem. And it just so happens, right, those people end up giving big campaign contributions to Andrew Cuomo, the guy that puts all the deals together. I mean, that's the problem when you have government in a position to give this amount of money away. And then the governor's response yesterday on this radio show was really outrageous, because there's some Democrats that are now talking about investigating Andrew Cuomo for what he's been doing here. And he said, well, if the state legislature investigates me, I'm going to investigate them. them. I mean, this tit-for-tat investigation. I mean, this is why the state of New York is in the shape that it's in. I mean, we have the legislature and the governor were threatening to investigate one another instead of talking about some of the things that you've been talking about for literally years, namely how to create a more hospitable environment for business, how to reduce the cost of living, how to reduce the tax burden, how to get something like a revived manufacturing base in this state. If Wall Street decided tomorrow that they were going to leave the state of New York, New York City and New York State would be up the creek without a paddle. They would have a very tough time. You still have a vibrant real estate industry here, but if there's a downturn in the global financial markets, as a lot of people are predicting, you're going to see real estate have a tough time here as well.
Yeah, you're right, Frankie Five Boroughs. You got the very rich, and then you got the poor. And
right.
Then
we're living in a Dickensian society, a vanishing middle class.
Yeah. Yep. Jennifer from Long Island. Good morning, Jennifer. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. One point, because how people are leaving Jersey and leaving New York. Mm-hmm. What we're noticing on Long Island, especially Nassau County, I'll stick with Nassau County, the real estate tax increase, our school taxes, and I know someone who his taxes went up $1,000, just the school taxes, in the school district.
Wow. Yeah.
That's not flourishing. And someone else with $1,400. We haven't even gotten our general tax increase yet. We don't even know what it is. They've been deciding it.
Yeah.
That money, to me personally, because I also believe Long Island now has become part of a sanctuary state. What would make sense is the federal government isn't going to fund these sanctuary cities anymore, and rightly so. But in order to maintain the programs, because we're a welfare state, New York is one of the few welfare states, which God bless whoever needs it, I get it. But I also know, living on Long Island, that look at Hempstead School District. They had to build an extension. This goes back a few years, for these immigrant children to come in, these illegal aliens to come in, and to try to educate them. But it was so difficult for the children already trying to learn from the overcrowding.
Yeah.
It held them back.
Yeah.
They're suffering. So where did those, for these schools to extend $1,000 increase for taxes, and in addition, the state's only trying to pull up money for themselves. The state has to maintain these people, and we're the only ones working, paying the taxes. So
you're right. Jennifer, you're right on the money. I hear you loud and clear, and I hear it in your voice as well, my dear. Thank you so much for calling, and thanks for listening, and Happy New Year to you as well. It's so true. There's no – and listen, we love everybody. And I know if you're listening, we have a I just want to hug you through the airwaves, We love you. And if you're illegal and you want to come into the country, I understand. We understand that. We can't afford it anymore. We just plain can't afford it anymore. We're getting so slammed in New York, so slammed in New Jersey. We can't afford it anymore. And you're absolutely right. We're just giving money to people. We can't afford it. But the people in power, and it's hard to describe, but they don't need it because they get so full of their power. They have we give them everything. Everything they need, from drivers to people who make appointments, to offices, to cars, we pay for all of that. And then they lose sight of reality. And it's so unfortunate. And then they don't itemize. Maybe we should start saying, if there's a Department of Taxation in a state, and they slam us, and they come after us, and they never get enough money. They're like gluttons in the state because they can't come up with a just way to create revenue. They say, well, let's tax the people. Let's attack the people. If I have to fill out my taxes and I have to itemize everything, why doesn't the state do that back to me? Why doesn't the federal government do that back to me? If you want to take my money, I want to see exactly where every dime is going. You take a person and you itemize it. We should have that right, and we don't. They could come in. They could put liens against our homes. They could make these ridiculous laws. Like Jennifer said, let anybody come in, ruin the school districts, and with no law and order. And you and I just sit here. Yet, you know what's wild about you and about me? We stay here. We stay here. And with respect to you listening around the country, which we appreciate so much, you're probably going through the same thing. But we stay in New York and New Jersey. People say, Joe, what are you doing there? My mother's here. My family is here. My friends are here. I walk the streets. I feel my father when I walk the streets in Newark. I feel my father when he went to school at Rutgers, then Dana College, going to law school. My Uncle Ben, my uncles, all engineers. I feel that. I feel that when I go down the shore. I go to that little shore house. I feel my father. I feel the history of my family. I don't want to leave. These politicians have no respect for us. They have no sense of decency. They have no sense of character, of sovereignty, of where we live and what we want to do to stay here. It's inexcusable, but we're not going down. So help me God, we're not going down. You keep the fight. I'm going to keep the fight on the radio with Frankie and Al and with Debbie, and we're just not going down because it's inexcusable at this point. 919 with Piscopo in the morning, a man we have immense respect for, and it's a privilege to have him on the show. Bill Bratton will join us momentarily. Susie Cirona's out there on the roads looking out for you traffic-wise right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, good morning. I am in a problem now on the Throgs Neck Bridge heading into the Bronx. Avoid it. An accident has two lanes blocked on the bridge. You're backed up well into Queens already. A 20-minute delay. Stick with the Whitestone or stick with the RFK Triborough Bridge instead. Accident on the FDR North, but at 61st Street, still in that right lane. It is not moving from Houston Street. That's 40 minutes. Stick with an avenue. Stick with the West Side North, but instead, an accident on the inbound George upper level, just out of the toll that's blocking the left lane. So forget about the upper. That's 40 minutes. It's 10 at the lower. The Lincoln is 20. The Holland 20 as well. Alternate side in effect. Accident quickly cleared in Bernard's Township, 287 North, but at exit 30. But be careful in Piscataway. There's a stalled tractor trailer getting off 287 South, but at exit 6, it's blocking the left lane. New York State Thruway good to go. A problem now in Connecticut. A multi-car crash in Stamford, 95 South, but at exit 8. Right lane is blocked. You're packed from 10 in Darien. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cirone on AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Steve Adubato's The Leadership Hour is moving to a special day and time this weekend so that we can bring you Seton Hall Pirates basketball. It's The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato this Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Laura Schaefer at 212-857-9639. 212-857-9639.
Joe on the radio, 923 on AM 970, The Answer. Commissioner Bratton joining us momentarily. You know, it's a new year and a time for new resolutions, right? Well, I'm sure you've already made yours, going to the gym, right? Spending more time with family, watching what you eat. But what about your family members? Is there someone you know that needs to make a resolution for an upgrade to a new career? Why not tell them about court reporting. It's a career with tremendous opportunity and flexibility. They can work in the court system. They can work in schools. They can even work from home, by the way. They can work as much or as little as they want, and their earning potential is fantastic. The National Court Reporters Association says there are 5,000 openings and not enough reporters to fill them. Well, the NCRA is offering this free program called A to Z, where participants are introduced to stenography and court reporting. Sessions are being hosted right in New York City. Plaza College in Forest Hills, Queens is the only school in the city with a court reporting program. Call Plaza College at 718-509-6399, 718-509-6399, or visit plazacollege.edu to learn more and get started on a court reporting resolution.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 924. Bill Bratton is executive chairman of Teneo Risk, former New York City police commissioner, Los Angeles police chief as well. Commissioner Bratton, welcome back to the show, sir. Privileged to have you here, sir.
Morning and Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
Happy New Year. Hey, how about how the NYPD was over the New Year's Eve event, Commissioner? That was well done, yes?
It was very well done, as it is every year, and they get better at it all the time, despite the inclement weather, and also just great behavior on the part of the crowds over there, considering how miserable a weather night it was. But no, NYPD, as we know, is a great organization. That'll be reflected later today when the mayor and Commissioner O'Neill review the crime numbers for last year, 2018, which will be the best crime numbers almost since they've begun keeping them back in the 1950s. But the good news is that the good news just keeps getting better as it relates to serious crime in the city.
You know, and Commissioner, you started that with Mayor Giuliani. You came on in a big way. And before we get to the issues of the day, sir, if I can, I am just so enthralled by you and Mayor Giuliani sitting down saying, how do we take back this city? What was the first thing you did?
Well, it actually began before that in the subways, and I'll speak about the subways in a moment because I am concerned about the quality of life deterioration in the subways that we're seeing. 1990 was the worst crime year in the history of the city, in the history of the country for that matter, 1991, and New York City subways reflected it even more so in terms of the deterioration in service, 5,000 homeless living in the subways, the styles being constantly vandalized, robberies, aggressive begging, all the broken windows, if you will. And we began the turnaround there working with George Kelling many years ago. George will have an article coming out, by the way, in the winter edition of the City Journal, the Manhattan Institute, about the beginning of the turnaround of crime in New York City. It started in the subways in 1990. Giuliani noticed it when he was running for mayor. Lost the first election to David Dinkins, and then in the new election in 93, won largely on the issue of crime. Crime had gotten a little better in the city, but nobody noticed. And so Giuliani campaigned on it, won it, asked me to come back to New York from Boston, where I was the police commissioner, promised that we could do something about crime. And here it is 25 years later. We keep delivering on that promise.
So to tell us about the subways, Commissioner Bratton. What would you do today to make them better?
Well, in terms of it's exactly what I think Commissioner O'Neill is attempting to do from the public safety standpoint, talking about additional officers into the subway. Jimmy is like myself. He's a transit cop initially. That's where he began his career. That's where I first met him. He was in charge of the video unit, interesting enough, the transit police. So Jimmy has an intimate understanding as a cop who patrolled it, solo patrols, and recognizes that it is the lifeblood, the lifeline, if you will, of New York City. And as the subways go, so goes the city. Deterioration in the city began in the 60s and 70s in the subways. And some of the concern I have that he has, that the mayor is reflecting now, is that the quality of life issues in the subways are important. That crime, there's only 6 or 7 reported crimes a day in the subway. But they receive a lot of notoriety because 6 million people a day ride that system back and forth. And so the subway is, if you will, the barometer of the city. And so even though crime numbers are down dramatically and will probably stay down, I do not anticipate serious crime going up significantly in the city for any extended period. Quality of life is the other half of it, that you need to focus like a doctor on the balance of dealing with the minor stuff and the big stuff. And so subways are something to pay attention to, because as they go, so go the city.
Mm. Commissioner, we're seeing more states, including New York and New Jersey, move towards legalization of marijuana, recreational marijuana. And a lot of us parents, I speak to you as a parent, sir, are concerned that this could lead to increased drug use among young people, more crime, maybe even more auto accidents. There's no one more seasoned in law enforcement than you, sir. What do you think of what's happening in regards to legalization of marijuana?
Legalization, that train has left the station. It's going to happen state by state. It will happen probably within the next year or so in this state. It will probably happen nationally within the next few years. The concern I've been expressing, I deal with reality. I have all of a police official, either former or current, is to advise as legislation is being proposed, and then once it is put in place to police it. That what I have been advocating as we have moved toward legalization, I've always supported legalization for medical purposes, but now the recreational aspect of it, my concern is that it needs to be studied, researched, evaluated significantly before legislation is enacted. There was an article yesterday in the New York Times about California's experience. California, if you will, similar to New York, two of the largest states and populations in the country. The bonanza that was anticipated in terms of state tax revenue did not occur there. And so as New York moves forward with its effort, it needs to take a look around the country, what's working, what's not working. And the sentiment you just expressed, that the idea that it's the will of the people that they want recreational marijuana, well, if that's the case, fine. But the obligation of government is to ensure that there are regulations in place to ensure that it is not harmful, if possible. Even the location of the dispensaries. Dispensaries are also things that have to be highly regulated. And mm-hmm. The idea is being propagated that community groups should be doing it in every neighborhood. This is a costly business. You are talking about a business that is very costly. Corporate America is now moving into the business very significantly. And that's appropriate because it costs money to run this in a safe, efficient way. So going forward, it's the idea of encouraging our legislators that who seem to be very intent on implementing it, supported by voters, evidently, to just learn from the experiences of other states, listen to law enforcement as far as having some of their concerns addressed. And you raised one, the idea of driving under the influence is of great concern. The ability to detect it, to have to do a blood test effectively, which is much more intrusive than the breathalyzer test. Also, the idea of where are we going to smoke it? I just had the experience yesterday. My offices are up on Park Avenue at 48th Street. Mm-hmm. Walking outside my building yesterday, could smell it. Sure enough, here's two apparent construction workers, the helmets, the tool kits, sitting on a wall, puffing away, probably on their lunch break. I don't know that I'd want those guys up on building one of the new buildings in the area here if on the lunch break they're getting high. So it's an issue that its time has come. That's the reality of it. But I think we all need to be cognizant of ensuring that appropriate regulations and the laws of the past meet the needs of society and society's public safety.
Yeah, but what do you tell the cops? And I know when we talk to Ray Kelly or Bernie Kerr, Commissioner O'Neill, certainly, you're cops, and Bill Bratton, that's what you are. How do you say to the men and women of the NYPD, how do you smell it? How do you sense it? It's putting such pressure on law enforcement with the legalization of marijuana. Yes?
What's the expression going back to an old English expression? A policeman's lot is not a happy one. One of the difficulties of policing today is the complexities of the laws, the ordinances, the changing tide, if you will, in public sentiment about decriminalization of a lot of things that used to be criminal. That becomes the area of concern that I've focused my whole policing career when I was in the business on the balance between dealing with serious crime and dealing with disorder. You see it around the issue of fear evasion. You see it around now the issue of recreational marijuana. You see it around issues such as aggressive begging, occupying public sidewalks or encampments, that the average street cop has an extraordinarily difficult job. The job of an administrator is difficult enough trying to interpret it when the laws are passed or changed, but then getting it down to the cop on the street. The complexities of fare evasion now for the average cop in the street are phenomenal in the sense of, can I arrest this person? Can I give them a civil summons? Do I give them a criminal summons? What do I do with this person after I check them out?
Exactly.
Seems simple on the surface, but the complexities we build in sometimes, while well-intended, have unintended negative consequences. And so the average cop in the street today, his world is so different than the simplicity of the world I dealt with when I came into the business in 1970. And as recently as the 1990s in New York City, I had so many rules and regulations, particularly in the subway, that I could work with back then. However, many of the laws have been changed now that preclude officers from dealing with things that the public came to expect that cops weren't going to deal with, people blocking sidewalks or sleeping in the subways or effectively living in the subways. Trying to police that today is so much more difficult than when I was doing it back in the 1990s. Yeah. And so that's the challenges for now Commissioner O'Neill. Very different than when he was a police officer on the patrolling the subways.
Yeah, well said, Bill Bratton. And thank you for staying with us this morning, sir. I want to ask you about this area that ticked up slightly. Was the number of rapes? Are more people being raped, or is it a reflection of more women reporting it, sir?
I think there's there's common ground on this. I think a lot of the advocates that are very supportive of police being much more aggressive in the investigation and detection of rapes is that it's not that there is more of it happening, because it was always so significantly underreported, so we have the complexity of having a sound statistical basis, but it is a general belief that what is in fact happening is that people are being encouraged more to report it, which is a good thing, that you can't deal with the problem if you don't identify that you have it and where it's happening. So it is bad news that there is so much of it still happening. Good news, however, is that we're getting better at it. Still a long way to go. It is a very complex issue. So much of it involves people who know each other, either through relationships, acquaintances, date rapes, and even in marital issues. Stranger rapes, the statistics there are really uncertain in many respects because stranger rapes oftentimes are not reported also. So it's a very complex issue. Good news, however, is that it's receiving a lot more attention and there's a lot more transparency to it.
Bill Bratton with Joe Piscopo on the radio. An honor to have you here, sir. We could talk to you for hours. You're so gracious with your time. You're a legend in law enforcement, and we thank you for your service, Bill Bratton. And you are so welcome here anytime, my friend.
Always great to be with you. All the best. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Commissioner. Happy New Year to you as well, Bill Bratton, Executive Chairman of Teneo Risk and legendary Commissioner of the NYPD and Los Angeles Police Chief as well. Joe Piscopo, Al Gattulo is standing by with headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A story we've been talking about all morning, a study that shows New Jersey has the highest percentage of people moving out than any other state. A national mover study by United Van Lines shows in 2018, nearly 67% of Jersey moves were outbound when comparing people coming and going. Some 34% say the primary reason they are moving out of Jersey is because of retirement, while another 34% say it's for job reasons. Connecticut and New York are in the top five among states seeing more people go than come. In New York, a little over 61% of the moves were outbound. The Mediterranean diet is the best diet for 2019. U.S. News & World Report ranked over 40 different eating plans. It came in at number one in several categories, including best diet for healthy eating, best for diabetes, best plant-based, and easiest to follow. Studies say it can reduce the risk for depression, memory loss, dementia, diabetes, high cholesterol, and breast cancer. It's also linked to weight loss, strong bones, and a longer lifespan. The Mediterranean diet focuses on mostly plant-based foods, using oils instead of butter, and flavoring foods with herbs and spices. instead of salt. In sports, Nets held off the Pelicans 126-121. Penguins smacked the Rangers 7-2. The Devils lost 5-4 to the Stars. And as you heard here on AM 970, The Answer last night, Seton Hall won 80-70 at Xavier, and the Pirates have now won 7 straight. Sports is brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Mo's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Cloudy and 44 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Still a problem on the Throgs Neck Bridge, Bronx bound. An accident blocking 2 lanes. You're backed up into Queens. Accident on the FDR North, but it's 61st Street. Still in the right lane. It is just packed from Houston Street on up. Stick with an avenue or the west side north, but instead alternate side in effect. Accident still off the inbound upper level, just out of the toll plaza, blocking the left lane. So we're back to about 40 for the upper. Better at the lower inbound Lincoln 20, the Holland 20 as well. Still a tractor trailer on the ramp from 287 southbound to exit 6 in Piscataway. Good to go on the thruway. Not so much in Connecticut. 95 south, but at exit 8 in Stamford, crash in the right lane. Your forecast, eventually we'll see some sun today, warming up to a high of 47. Partly cloudy tonight, 35 in the city. Friday, sunny and 48. Rain Saturday and 45. Sun is back on Sunday with a high of 47. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store's loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras, and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Coming up Thursday, January 10th, is AM 970 The Answer's employment open house event at our Manhattan office and studio location right next to Trinity Church. This open house event is designed to introduce you to the type of employment opportunities that exist in broadcasting and meet some of the managers at the station. The January 10th open house is free to attend, but you must call the AM 970 business office to register to be added to the guest list. Call 212-372-0097 extension 8 to sign up. That's 212-372-0097. 097 extension 8. See you then.
What? Thank you, Albert. At 9:40 with Joe Piscopo on the radio, 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher. Mike's been fired up, man. You don't want to miss Mike this morning on AM 970, The Answer. Can I tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn? Michaels of Brooklyn. You know, we got to take a second here to tell you how great. Well, first of all, the restaurant. I always tell you about the restaurant. If you're in the area and you listen to Joey and Frankie and you listen to Albert and Debbie, Susie's in for Debbie today, but you listen to us on the radio, you know, and you that means you are, and you're local in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut. Will you get to Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, please? That we, why? Because you will experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in where? Brooklyn? No. New York? No. The United States of America. I love that. I could tell you that the best, one of the five best Italian restaurants is right there in Brooklyn, New York. Michael's of Brooklyn. According to the Food Network, by the way, right? And then you got to do like me and Al. You know what I mean? We're like the guys, the dork dads. You know, we go shopping and I go to ShopRite. And I go, when I need my go-to sauce, if I don't make the sauce, I always try to make the sauce myself. I can't. I go right on the shelf. And you're going to do this, and I know folks from all over the country do the same thing now. You look at Michael's of Brooklyn, you take that home, boom, best sauce you're going to have ever anywhere in a jar you can't believe. We asked Fred over there. Remember, we talked to Fred on the air. Fred, how do you make the sauce? I go, he goes, we just do it. It's instinct. And you know what I love about it, too, about Michael's of Brooklyn? And then we'll move on. But I want to really drive it home that they keep it in Brooklyn. This started as a pizza place years ago. It's history. It really is truly history. When you think about how the family started a pizza place, now it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network. Michael's of Brooklyn. And you have a chance to go over there. Forget about it. Avenue R and Nostrand. Michael's of Brooklyn. Check out that sauce at the supermarket. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
There it is.
Share. Say it loud.
just had someone like James Brown around today. He truly, a social justice warrior, James Brown, despite his personal problems that he had with law enforcement. But you put all that aside, I'm telling you, social war. I remember distinctly, I remember watching that song when I went to the Capitol Theater in Passaic. I always tell you this story. I went with Craig Warner, my buddy, and we were the only two white guys there. You know, it was 1968 or 67. It was like the riots were happening. And no one cared. There were two white guys there. It was James leading the way, man. And now everything, you got to be so sensitive. You can't do this. You can't do that. You got white privilege here. What's going on? You're racist. Well, I mean, how did we make it work as kids? I address my boomer brothers and sisters. How did we make it work through the most vile time in our country of people being assassinated and the racial unrest back then? We made it through. And now we don't even think about it. We see people of all color, and we love every single one of them, of all religions. We don't care. We really don't care. Yet, somehow, and I don't know what happened in the country, everybody's so offended by everything. Offended. You can't say anything. And then you got, you're racist. You're racist. And you have white privilege. That's my particular favorite. White privilege. Yeah. Show me white privilege. What do I get? More taxes? More taxes? We have to leave the state? Is that a white privilege that we could leave New Jersey because it's so overtaxed? It could be a prank. I don't know how we did it, but God bless you, my boomer brothers and sisters. God bless you. I don't know how we made it, but we did it, and we ain't going down. We still ain't going down. 944 with Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. Albert is here. Can I go to Vinny? Oh, I love Vinny in Belleville, New Jersey, one of the great towns in America. Belleville, New Jersey. How are you, Vinny? Good morning to you, and Happy New Year, my friend.
Morning, Joe. Happy New Year to you, Al, and Frank, and all your great staff out there.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations, Frank, on your engagement.
Thank you very much.
Happy,
thank you.
Happy marriage, okay? Joe,
yes.
I keep telling you, we got to cut spending. Now, New Jersey, I'm a former elected official in Belleville, and yep. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The main problem in New Jersey is the unions and our outrageous salaries and benefits. We got a 4,500 student school system. We got about 30 administrators making more than the governor of New Jersey.
Yeah.
$194,000, $200,000 salaries.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Now,
yep.
I'm not anti-teacher because my son, my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law, my sister, I got 12 teachers in the family. But the problem is government employees and the teachers.
Yeah,
that's 85% of any budget. Now, contrary to what you said earlier, that you wish you knew where the money was going, you have the right, the Open Public Records Act. You can get your school budget. You can get your municipal budget and the state budget. I get Office of Legislative Services. They will send you the whole New Jersey budget.
Yeah.
And you will see what's going on in this state. We can't afford anymore. I love teachers, but we can't afford to make more than the governor.
Yeah,
it's outrageous.
Vinny, thank you, brother. Thanks for your service working for the great city of Belleville, New Jersey, baby. I lived there, actually, born in Passaic and brought up in Belleville, like, right there on Copper Place, 10 Copper Place. My father bought the house on the GI Bill, man. It was like $8,000 or something, right? A house. Imagine that. So, but your point is well taken, and I hear you, Vinny, and I know we have to cut spending, but you can't take pension and welfare away from people who were promised pension and welfare. You can't, especially if they're law enforcement, especially if they're teachers, especially if they're first responders. You can't. You just can't do it. And you can, from day one, you could start. I had a great chat, and you may want to podcast that. I had a great chat with the Senate President, Steve Sweeney. He's a great guy, a very pro-union guy, and he said you got to work it out with the unions. Now you can start, but you can't take back. And also, it's not, I think, Vinny, you know, you're listening, not only Vinny, but you listening, you know better than I, certainly. But it's not the teachers, man. It's not the teachers. It's Vinny hit it. It's the administrative costs. And I've told you this once, I've told you this 1,000 times, and I don't know why the politicians aren't listening. You can't have 3 superintendents in a 5-mile, 3-mile radius. And you can't have them make close to $200,000 a year with full pension and full benefits. Whack them, slice them, cut spending. Hey, how about boom, gone? You do not need that. You need maybe one school chancellor in charge of a whole district. And also the shared services, yes. And talking about with the unions, how you could, now you have to curtail the pension and welfare, what kind of benefits you get, yes, from this day forward. But you can't take back what you promised. That's disingenuous, and you can't do that. But the fact of the matter is, it's, and you're right, it's not the teachers. Everybody blames the teachers. And it's easy to do that. It's the administrative costs of the schools. You don't need a superintendent making 200 grand and then another one right down the road. This is, it's out of hand. But who's going to step up and who's going to change it? Because once you keep voting in a progressive fashion and you bring socialists in, they're going to keep making the problem worse. And they're going to bring more people in because they're afraid to deal with it. The only Democrat I've heard ready to deal with this problem from this day forward, not to take away what was promised. Like, I can't emphasize that enough. But to start this day forward is Steve Sweeney. He's the Senate president. And he's the guy, he understands it, and he broke it down meticulously on this program. But Vinny, we appreciate your call, appreciate you getting into it. It's just so unfortunate, but we got to do something. We're going to have to do something. Like Frankie said earlier, it's the very rich, and then it's going to be the rest of us who are going to be poor. It's the very, very rich in New York. You look at those, you know, Frankie, I would love to get a little place. I should get a place in New York. I'm in New York enough. I'm there. I'm at the station enough, right?
I think that'd be great.
You go to the hotel, God forbid, between you and I, God forbid, the station. I mean, you do a trade-off at a hotel.
But the hotels don't need to advertise, though. Yeah, that's exactly the thing. They're all full. If you try and look for an empty...
You're sticking up for management over
I'm sticking up for the hotel. Like, no, it doesn't make sense for that. I mean, for advertising to work, they need to reach our audience to get new business. The hotels in New York don't need new business. They're all full. As soon as they get built, they're all full.
How about a new couch in my office?
Oh, well, that's
too much.
That's something.
How about a futon? Frankie futon. No, I saw Wayfair. $230. Yeah, right. there's a like a futon you could open up, you know? And Frankie, maybe I could crash out of the office. But I'm telling you what, you can't afford to get anything in New York anymore. It's impossible, you know? And I understand and I feel for you when you call and you tell me like that. But we got to start from this day on negotiating.
That's why, Joe, if one of our listeners is flirting with the great hereafter and wondering what to do with their estate,
flirting with the hereafter,
they should think about leaving a little something, maybe even an apartment. Maybe a condo.
Go
leave
to Connors
it to
and Sullivan.
Exactly. Well,
put us in the
whoever
will.
You
I
use
got
for
it.
Your
okay.
real estate planning needs, keep in mind the Piscopo in the Morning team.
Terrible. No, don't.
He's
No.
He's a
I want to be
man.
Out of
without
this.
Al. Right.
Yeah,
so
correct.
You know, even if it's not, even if it's $1,000, whack it up, Joe. Frank
is that illegal? Didn't Soupy Sales do something like this?
Yes.
You're not asking for money.
No, it's different because he was asking kids. Right. I'm asking adults. Or people that have power of attorney over them.
Frankie Five Boroughs, you can't make it up. 9:51 right now on the radio with Joe Piscopo. Susie Cerone is in for Debbie Duhaime. Checking out traffic right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Cloudy and 44 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Avoid the Throgs Neck Bridge. Bronx found that accident now has two lanes out on the Throgs Neck Bridge heading into the Bronx. You're backed up well into Queens. It's a 25-minute delay. Stick with the RFK Triborough or the Whitestone Bridge heading into the Bronx instead. Alternate side in effect. Accidents off the inbound George Washington Bridge upper level are gone, but it's about 20 minutes for the upper, 5 to 10 at the lower. The inbound Lincoln is only 5, the Holland 5 to 10 from either approach. In New Jersey, still a tractor trailer on the ramp from 287 southbound to exit 6 in Piscataway. Slow down. It's got the left lane blocked on the exit ramp. Good to go on the Tappan Zee Bridge in either direction. And this accident in Connecticut, 95 south and at exit 8 in Stamford. Up to 5 cars involved, right lane out. Heavy delays from exit 10 down through exit 8. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell Space to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell Space to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Buick.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports. Every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, we'll keep you up to date on all the sports news, your calls, and a lot more. Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll see you then.
Losing business to online companies? Competitors using social media to rob you of sales? Is your current website 5 years behind the times or even one? Contact us at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase bottom line. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers. Is your business taking full advantage of digital communication to reach more people? Are your competitors ahead of you? Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, becoming breezy and milder, high well into the 40s. Then for tonight, it'll be clear to partly cloudy, though 35 in Midtown, upper 20s in the colder northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, some sun followed by increasing clouds, high 47. Rain will arrive tomorrow night. For Saturday, cloudy with rain at times, high 44. Sunday, mostly sunny and milder, high 48. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. We're getting out here in a little while. There's Bruce, another great Jersey guy, Governor Richard Cody from West Orange, New Jersey. We love Richard Cody. Dick Cody, welcome to the program. Thanks for checking in. How you doing, man?
I was listening to you. Okay.
Yes, sir.
The two best programs on 970.
Yeah.
You and Seton Hall basketball, brother.
Okay. I love it.
Joe, yes, really? Sir. You want a couch in the studio? Oh, you don't want to go there, Joe. Oh, Joe, you don't want to go
Stop.
There.
No, in my office. I have a burlap county couch.
I don't care where you put it. You don't want to talk about that.
No, and I should tell you that me and Murano share it. Me and Murano share this couch.
Oh,
That's
right.
How sad we are.
Wait a minute. Vinny from Belleville?
Yeah.
12 teachers in his family? How would you like to be him at a family reunion? Oh, my God. Tell me, a baseball bat that's out on him, brother.
You are bad.
By the way, Belleville, blue and gold, right?
I love it. Oh, you are the best, man. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so Senator Cody, give us a
Frank.
Yeah. How about that?
Thank
how
you,
about
Governor.
That, huh?
I appreciate it very
that's
much.
Great.
Thank you.
Trump winning. Probably tops the engagement, though. You agree, Joe?
You know what? We are just trying to make sense of it all, Senator. I know you're being facetious. Give us some hope. Governor, I like to call you Governor. Give us some hope on why we should stay in the great state.
How do we? I'll hang up.
You know? Give us why the number one state people are leaving is Jersey.
They're leaving, and they're being replaced by people who want to live here, Joe.
Yeah. They coming back in, too?
Yeah. No, they want to live here. Listen, We have so much to offer, Joe. Believe me when I tell you. Yeah, is it a high-priced state? Absolutely, positively. No question about it, okay? When you sell your house, okay, you get a lot of money for it. If you live in the Poconos, you're not going to get that kind of money. It's all relevant, Joe. I'm glad to be here.
We ain't moving. How are you and the governor getting along there, Richard Cody? Can we ask?
Fine.
Inside?
He's got other relationships too.
Fine.
No. Listen, he's got other relationships to worry about. Not he and I. Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about. And that's from his own party.
I think you should be. Dick Cody, you are one of the most loved public servants in the state of New Jersey. You really are, sir. No, you really are. And we kid about you, and I know you not just because you're from Essex County. You know what I mean?
I don't care.
Joe D made me say that. You know that. But anyway, aside from that.
Don't go there. Come come on. I got to start my day with that. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Oh, but Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Listen, you should be the Henry Kissinger of Jersey between Steve Sweeney and Phil Murphy. I'm just saying, respectfully. Could you consider that at least? Would you consider
that? I don't want to get in the middle. I don't want to be a pinata.
Dick Cody, you are so kind to call. We love
you, man.
All right. Thanks for checking in there, Governor. We appreciate it very much. Richard Cody, he's a Democrat, but he's a good guy. Don't hold that against him. And he's fighting for Jersey, and he's just been very, 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 very much loved. But he should really try to maybe mediate a little something between the Senate president and the governor. I'm just saying, Cody is the guy. Hey, Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for a great show. We always appreciate your hard work,
my friend. Thank you, Joe.
Oh, it's a lot to get into. Albert, you're the best. I love you, man. And let's do this again tomorrow. Al, what do you say? Thank you, Albert. He's miserable. He goes, oh, I got to do this again? Susie, thanks for... And Debbie, we miss you. Thanks for listening. We love you for listening. Would you do me a favor? Make it the best day yet, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
44 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Two Long Island drug suspects who hit a police car due in court today. Suffolk County Police say it happened Wednesday afternoon in Center Reach when two officers saw a drug deal go down, tried to make a traffic stop. Anthony Correa was behind the wheel and allegedly took off hitting a cop car that was in pursuit. He and his buddy Steve Jemu fled on foot but were captured within minutes. No one was hurt. In sports, Nets over the Pelicans 126-121. The Penguins smacked the Rangers 7-2. Devils lost 5-4 to the Stars. And as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer, and of course Governor Cody mentioning it, Seton Hall won 80-70 at Xavier. The Pirates have now won 7 straight. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.